This is AcademicCast, Texas Tech University's podcast series from the Office of the Provost. I'm Rachel Pierce, and I'll be covering the top academic and research stories on campus. Later in the program, Provost Bob Smith will spotlight Integrated Scholar Zenaida Aguirre Munoz. First, the news. Classes are back in session for the spring semester at Texas Tech, and a recent upgrade to the library's archive system couldn't have come at a better time. A grant from the Hoblitzel Foundation has helped the libraries to purchase a Meckelmock film scanner. The scanner allows the libraries to digitize thousands of microfilm rolls in its collection. Librarian Joy Perrin works in the digital resources area and uses the scanner in her work.
I don't know if you've ever tried to use microfilm downstairs. It's very difficult to use, and we haven't actually been able to digitize that before. So by digitizing, I mean scanning it, making it searchable so that you can Google it.
Library staff will begin using the scanner to digitize local newspapers. The digitization effort has been ongoing for 8 years. Perrin explains that adding to the library's store of digital resources is critical for Texas Tech as it strives to raise its profile among research universities.
Because Texas Tech is a partially state-funded research university, and we're working towards being a research university, we feel it's our duty to try to digitize the stuff that belongs to the people and make sure that it's available for the people. Anything that we have that's unique to either Lubbock or Texas Tech that otherwise wouldn't get digitized by other entities, it's our job to make that available to the world.
In addition to newspapers, the library's staff has been digitizing theses, dissertations, and books. Further down the line, the library's aims to one day add maps, posters, and other large format documents to its collections. Turning to other news, the Board of Regents has approved two proposed degree programs. The first is a Master of Science in Professional Science and could begin as early as the upcoming fall semester. The second is a Bachelor of Arts in Global Studies that could get underway after the fall. The degree programs have been embraced because of their interdisciplinary curricula and emphasis on marketable career skills. The university is reforming some of its chemical inventory procedures. Delivery and inventory practices will change under the new system, which is expected to be in place by March. Among the changes, all chemical deliveries will be sent to the central warehouse, where chemicals will be coded and entered into a database. To learn more about this story and others, visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. Integrated scholars dedicate themselves to a course of lifelong learning. Their emphasis on teaching, research, and service helps to promote scholarly engagement, and in doing so, Integrated Scholars advance Texas Tech's role in educating, serving, and inspiring others to pursue a path of lifelong learning. In this edition of AcademicCast, Provost Bob Smith spotlights Integrated Scholar Zenaida Aguirre Munoz.
The plight of the immigrant child is of foremost concern in the integrated scholarship of bilingual education professor Zenaida Aguirre Munoz. The daughter of immigrants herself, Munoz noticed while growing up that she was singular among her friends to be on track for a college education. A desire to work with students who had backgrounds similar to hers led Munoz to rewarding work and volunteer opportunities while she was an undergraduate, as well as opening doors to graduate study.
I had a great opportunity as an undergrad to do ethnographic study in Mexico that looked at high-poverty Mexican children. And while the study, I had more questions than answers, it sort of laid the foundation of my evolving research agenda.
Through her own teaching and research, Munoz has impacted the pedagogy of many educators and the learning experiences of many more students.
My research agenda allows me to identify assessment and instructional practices that afford language learners meaningful access to learning opportunities, particularly the impact of Opportunity to Learn on student achievement. Opportunity to Learn is a global issue, right? Particularly in developing nations where the distribution of wealth and opportunity is much more polarized than the United States. I've been working with the Guatemalan government to develop national opportunity to learn standards and help them with an implementation plan.
In addition to her research, Munoz's expertise has enabled her to serve numerous organizations and advisory panels at the state and national levels. Yet her contributions within the local community have been the most meaningful, thanks to her emphasis on relationships among area teachers, administrators, and school districts.
I want to improve the educational experiences of English language learners, as I said earlier. Establishing strong working relationships with teachers, schools, and districts is very important to achieve that impact. So locally, I have founded bilingual teacher support networks. I have been engaged in organizing teacher conferences for the Lubbock Area Bilingual Education Association, as well as served on school district committees.
Munoz believes that pursuing one's passion while connecting with academicians and others within and external to the university environment are essential for the integrated scholar.
Definitely find something that you're passionate about. Think about the kinds of activities that will allow you to integrate research, teaching, and service so that it's not as hard in terms of the balancing act. Persist and publish, and collaborate with a wide range of people inside and outside of academia.
William Harold Cowley, longtime professor of higher education administration at Stanford University, noted, and I quote, "Without research, scholarship degenerates into fatuous verbalism. Without scholarship, research decays into a mere collection of elaborate trivia. Without research and scholarship, teaching becomes bromidic prattling," end quote. The seeds of integrated scholarship are found in Cowley's admonitions, and for Professor Zenaida Aguiar-Munoz, her strong emphasis on teaching, research, and service has earned her the position of integrated scholar. Through her integrated scholarly efforts, she continues to inspire others as a professor, researcher, and valued partner in academic engagement. AcademiCast commends Professor Aguiar-Munoz for her efforts and wishes her continued success in all that she does. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Smith.
Thanks, Dr. Smith. That concludes this edition of AcademiCast. If you would like to learn more about the stories featured here, please visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. Join us again as we spotlight the top academic and research news from Texas Tech University, as well as profile integrated scholar Bill Passwork.